Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Tips Over Tipples, the show where Louise and I sit down and talk about places to eat and drink in London. On today's episode, we're discussing a few places in London we think would make great venues for early stage dates. So if you're looking for food, or if you're looking for drinks, or if you're looking for some kind of entertainment, we've got you covered. So Louise, here we are on a Sunday after a sunny weekend, not a spot of rain. It's a Sunday evening, but we've just had a barbecue, you and I, and we're having a drink, aren't we? What are we having?
Well, it's summery. I'm enjoying a vermouth and soda, which I like for a little summery drink. And actually, we bought this vermouth in Spain when we visited last year.
Yeah, I'm trying it, and I'm not normally a big vermouth fan. I think it's too bitter. But this one doesn't taste quite as bitter as vermouths usually do. How are you finding it?
I like it, but I'd say that I prefer more bitter drinks. So maybe it's a bit too sweet for me. It's a bit too... towards like a port, like it's quite sweet.
Okay. Well, I think it's nicer, but I guess probably true vermouth drinkers may not. What vermouth is it?
It is called La Copa.
La Copa. Okay, yep. Very nice.
Yep, and it's a tawny vermouth.
There you go, tawny vermouth.
Yep.
Perfect spring's afternoon's drink. Thank you very much. So today's episode, Louise, we're doing something a little bit different, aren't we?
Yes.
It's getting to that time of year now, as we mentioned last week. Things are getting a little bit warmer. People are coming out of hibernation. People are feeling a little bit better in themselves. Starting to get those few days of sunlight. People are feeling that like their skin's looking a bit better. Maybe they've got a little bit of a tan. They're ready to get on the dating scene, aren't they, Louise?
Yep, they are.
And we've had a few people reach out to us, friends and listeners, asking for advice on places to go on dates. And there's a lot of places to go on dates in London. There's a lot of people going on dates in London. A lot of them not great. There's a lot of shit guys out there. And so it's going to be hard for us to cover all the date spots. But I think what we're planning to do today, Louise, is talk about a few places we think would be good for early stage dates. So we're thinking, what, date 1 to 3?
Yeah, that's it.
So we've been thinking about this, and we had a few criteria, didn't we, for what people might be looking to get out of an early stage date. And those criteria are?
Well, I'd say that most people we know prefer not eating on a first date. You know, it's a bit awkward. Do you want the date to go for that long, for a whole dinner? Better for it to just be a drink. Whether it's a coffee or an alcoholic beverage, I think it's more, you know, pubs, drinks out, that kind of thing for the very first date.
Yes, I agree. And then into kind of date 2 or 3, I think people are willing to go for food. In those dates, though, I think you probably don't want food that is kind of too expensive, too extravagant a meal. Probably a meal that can be a little bit shorter, a little bit more relaxed.
Yeah, and nothing too messy.
Nothing too messy. Yeah, yeah, you want to look cute. And I guess not something that you're not going to spend a fortune on. Because what if they turn out to be a psychopath? Or
and you wasted an expensive meal. Yeah.
Imagine spending 60 quid on a meal and then finding out he's the kind of guy that gets in YouTube comment arguments. What are you doing after that, Louise? Devastating. So, I guess that's criteria number one.
I think criteria number two is vibey. You want to know that it's busy enough that it's not going to be awkward if it's a bit quiet, if there's a lull. You want enough atmosphere to kind of pull the date through so that it's not going to create awkwardness.
And fill those silences.
Yep, exactly.
Yep, I think that's true. And a third criteria, I think you don't want it to be somewhere that is impossible to get into or is hard to book, right? You want somewhere that you chat to them on Hinge on the Sunday night and you're able to book it for the Thursday coming up, right? Or you can just walk in. So those are the kind of things we've been thinking about, right? Not too expensive, relatively easy to get to, and good atmosphere and vibey.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and so there's so many places to go in London.
And so many people.
So I think this conversation is probably going to be more centered around North and East London, just to kind of confine, you know, the conversation a bit.
And then we'll do another episode another time to support all you other Southern and West Londoners. But for today, it's North and East London. So should we just talk about a few different venues, Louise? Talk about what they offer, and then people can pick and choose which they do and when they do them for date one, for date two, or date three if they manage to get there.
Sounds great.
All right, cool. Where are you taking me, Louise? Our first date. you're nervous. You've matched with this hottie online, and you want to impress him. Where are you taking me?
Well, okay. One option I'm thinking of, I've matched with you. I probably know that you probably like wine and cocktails. I'm thinking Bambi. Bambi is a wine bar that does small plates. It's kind of different sort of styles of food. They also have served natural wines. And it's quite cool in there.
They play records.
Yeah, they play records. They've got kind of low lighting. They also have a few different cocktails on the menu, like martinis and Negronis. They probably serve beer. And it's a pretty good location because it's close to Hackney Central. It's close to Nettle Market, Mare Street Market. So, you know, if the date's going well, if you want to have more drinks, there's a few other places that you could go to afterwards.
Sounds excellent. You're going to be getting yourself a second date there, Louise. Well done.
Oh, thank you. So that's more for that kind of wine-leaning date. Okay,
maybe Tom, a little bit of food.
A bit of food, yeah. Tom, what about you? Where are we going?
Okay. Well, Louise, let's say we've been texting and you've been telling me that you're after something fun. Maybe we want to play some kind of game. Maybe we don't want to just sit there and drink. We want some activity to fill...
To fill the lull.
We want an activity to keep ourselves entertained and to make things a little bit more relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
I've got two options for you.
Ooh.
So option number one is a pub in Camden, and it's called the Colonel Fawcett. So this is just a pub. It's a really nice pub, classic British, dark wooden tables, good selection of beer. They pull a good Guinness there. And upstairs, they've got electric dartboards, so Flight Club vibes, but not as expensive Flight Club and actually bookable. And it's a more relaxed pub atmosphere and more reasonable prices. They're not charging you an arm and a leg just because they've got funky decor on the walls. So I think that could be a good option. It gives you the pub vibe. They do some food, which is quite good food, actually. It's a little bit more interesting than just normal pub grub.
Mm-hmm.
They've got like a steak menu and a chops menu, and they do some homemade gnocchi and that kind of thing. So it's so interesting. So that's number one.
Nice. That is a good option. And I was actually thinking when you were saying Flight Club, I was thinking, that is fun. But I don't know if you've ever been there when there's so many work parties. So many people go for team building, worky parties. It's very like trashed,
corporate
like, drinky vibes. And so I feel like that would probably not be a good venue for a date.
I totally agree. And it's quite expensive as well.
Yep.
But that's not what the Colonel Fawcett is.
That's not what the Colonel Fawcett is. But I'm just saying, you've mentioned another place.
Do not do that on your first date.
Doubling down. Don't go there. But yeah, I think the Colonel Fawcett is a great option.
And the second place is in Wapping. And it's called the Wapping Tavern. Now, I've been there quite a few times now, and I can't work out why it's not absolutely rammed the whole time. I guess it's because it's Wapping, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, probably because it's in Wapping. It's not the most convenient for most people.
So only go here if it works out conveniently for one or both of you, or if you're organising, just tell your datee to make their way over there. But Wapping Tavern is really cool because it's got loads of different activities. It's got arcade games, it's got pool tables, it's got ping pong, it's got shuffleboard, and it's got electric darts. And again, this is one of those places that is really quite easy to book. You can book it the day before, and it's a lot cheaper than Flight Club or Shuffle Club. Is it called Shuffle Club? Whatever it's called. One of those shuffleboard places. So it's another good place for those kind of games. And you can actually have a selection of games right there. It's also got a decent bar with a good selection of beers. And they do pizzas and maybe a few other bits and bobs food-wise as well. So if you're looking for fun little games, there's some date options for you.
This sounds like a very fun date.
Yeah, we're having a great time, aren't we?
Having a ball.
So Louise, this is going to be our second or our third date. We're looking for something a little bit more late nighty. Maybe we're doing this on a Friday. I want a few kind of cocktails. I want a low lit room. I want it to be cute, vibey, but I want to be able to talk to you. I want to be able to get deep, have a good chat. Where are you taking me?
I feel like for one of those date two or three, when you know the conversation's good, it's not going to be too lully. I think High Water in Dalston is good. It's a cocktail bar. Yep, they've got great cocktails, big list. They do like lots of classic cocktails. Or actually thinking of that TT Liquor in Hoxton, also a cocktail bar. They're both on the slightly more expensive side. They both have that, it's probably about £10 for a cocktail.
12.
12, yeah. Probably more like that. Yeah, and these are cocktail bars that are a bit more subdued.
Low lit, dark and calm, right?
Exactly. So good for a conversation, not great if you're still in the phase of being like, ooh, are they a weirdo?
They're going to be very close to you, aren't they, in there? You're going to be in a little dark corner.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, we've been there before. What do you think?
Yeah, I really like them. What I do like about High Water particularly is that you can book it. And loads of cocktail bars are a nightmare when you try and turn up. I think on these dates, you don't want to just risk turning up and hoping you can get in. So I think High Water is a great shout because you can book a table for a couple of hours and you've got that sorted and you don't have to worry about not being able to get in. And they do great cocktails.
Yes, absolutely.
And I mean, High Water's in Dalston, right? So there's lots of other places you can meander to if the date is cracking on. Or if there's a date three and you've jumped into a full meal, this is a place you could go to afterwards if you wanted to have cocktails after a meal.
Yes, exactly. Now, Tom, date two or three, same back at you. Maybe I want to eat somewhere. Where are you going to take me to impress me?
To impress you? Oh, wow.
Impress, but with a caveat of not being super expensive.
Okay, yeah. I'm thinking date two or three, it's still early. I guess things that I'm thinking, don't know what kind of food they're into. I don't want to be spending a load. I want somewhere that is easy enough to get into or to book. And I want it to be relaxed atmosphere. I don't want it to be too stuffy. So option one would be Copita in Soho. So this is actually a Spanish tapas restaurant. You and I have been a couple of times. You have to book, but it's not too difficult to book, especially if you're two of you can get a spot along the bar. They do really good tapas, thinking croquetas, boquerones, which are kind of white bait in vinegar. They do tortilla. They do all your classic Spanish dishes. I grew up in Spain. I've always felt this place does pretty good food at a reasonable price. So I like it there. It's one of these places that you can go in. You could definitely be in and out in an hour if the date wasn't going that well. But you could definitely stretch it on to kind of close to 2 hours if you were sitting back, relaxing, ordering food slowly, having a few little beers or glasses of wine. I think it's a good option that gives you flexibility for how long the meal goes for.
Yeah, lovely.
What do you think?
I think it's great. And I really love that they have that counter seating. You and I love that, but I think it'd be great on a date because it's a bit of something to look at as well. It's kind of a bit less intense than being, you know, fully one-on-one.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you think it'd be... I mean, we've been together for a long time now, Louise, so I'm forgotten exactly what it's like today, but would you be a little bit awkward if you're on the counter if we were kind of on a second date? Because I'd be thinking, that barman knows this is our second date. He's judging all my great chat.
Yeah, maybe actually. And maybe they'd hear some of your questions like, so do you have any brothers and sisters? And that's, they'd know.
They'd know that really interesting conversation you get at date two. So yeah, I mean, you can decide where you want to sit, but I think that would be a good option.
Mm-hmm.
Can you think of any other things along that line? Any other places that you think would be good options?
I think another good option for me is Morito.
Another kind of Spanishy vibe place.
Yeah, also Spanishy, but kind of Lebanese-y. It's at Exmouth Markets.
And they've also got another one, actually, in Hackney as well.
Yeah, which I haven't actually been to.
Yeah, I've been there. Just without you, Louise. I went on this date with this girl.
I'll tell you.
But yeah, no, it's very much the same. Same quality food.
Yep.
Same atmosphere.
Yep, relaxed atmosphere, delicious food if you like Spanish, Lebanese, Turkish, kind of hybrid sort of food.
And we've always managed to walk in without booking, right? I don't know if you even can book at these places, but it's always been very easy just to turn up.
I've booked the one at Exmouth Markets before, but often, yeah, we have just walked in.
Yeah. I think any weeknight, you'd easily get into those places.
Yes, exactly.
Great. Go. These dates are going well. So we're getting into the warm months, Louise. If we're on maybe date two, date three, we're expecting to spend a little bit more time together. We want a few options. We want an area where there's a few places we can go and have a bit of a crawl around. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking an area that has tons of options, really good for summer, can be really busy, but, you know, can be quite fun and vibey, is Hackney Wick.
Yeah, of course.
You've got classic crepe brewery where you can get pizzas, you can get beers, lots of other drinks as well. Can get really busy, but it's really good. There's also a few other breweries along the canal there. And as we talked about in the last episode, we've got Barge East, which has food, it's got a gun of drinks. And
pretty views of the canal, etc.
Yeah, exactly. And then on the other side of the canal, there's Hackney Bridge, which has loads of different street food, lots of different options, as well as Four Quarters, where you can play loads of different arcade games. They've got beers, they've got drinks.
Yeah, more fun activities if you want that kind of thing. Yeah, that's a good option. Good area, you're right.
Yeah, good area where there's lots of kind of stuff all in one.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Tom, what about, have you got more food options? I'm realizing we've got a bunch of Spanish. Have you got other types of food that we could go to for date 2, 3?
I think that Italian food is always a safe bet, right? Most people like pasta, unless they're gluten-free. And a great place for Italian food in North/East London is Trullo. I think a lot of our listeners will have heard of Trullo before.
Yeah.
I love it there. They do incredible pasta. Their beef shin ragu is fantastic. It's in Islington, maybe a little bit harder to book than some of the other places, but not impossible, mm-hmm. especially for two on a weeknight. And I think that's a nice place that you can go. You can have lots of tasty food, and it's reasonably priced again. Maybe a little bit more expensive than Marito and Capita, but not going to break the bank. So date 3, if it's going well with this guy or girl, then yeah, absolutely a great place to go. You like it there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it there. I'd be very impressed if I was brought there.
Yes, lots of people are going to have heard of it before or been there, but no one's going to turn their nose up at going to Trullo. So I think it's a nice option. I know we're talking about East London, we're talking about North London, but I think if anyone is dating in North and East London, you're going to be willing to go on dates in the centre of London, particularly if you're working in London and you're going for a date after work. Maybe you're looking for something a little bit more central.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's a place you think is great for dates in the centre of London if you're after kind of cute wine bar vibes, right?
Yep. I'm aware it's potentially a cliche, but I know that Gordon's Wine Bar is great.
Oh, is that a cliche?
Yeah. I think lots of people take people on their first few dates.
I've been out of the game too long, Louise. Right. Okay. It's still great there.
Oh, yeah. You know, I was going to say, maybe it's cliche, maybe it's a thing, but it's a thing for a reason. They've got so many wines there. It's really cute. You could sit inside or outside. Inside, because it's a really old wine bar. I don't know how old it is.
It's like a cave, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a cave.
It's from caveman times.
Yeah, it feels like you're sort of in a cellar. And they've also got a food menu that's got lots of kind of cheese boards, picky bits.
Charcuterie.
Yeah, exactly.
And yeah, it's all quite reasonably priced there as well, I think. They've got expensive wines as well, but you can definitely get cheapish glasses, and particularly by the bottle, there's a good range at affordable prices.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, we've been through a few places. Let's finish off on one more option each. I'll go first.
Sounds great.
So I'm only basing this one purely because my friend literally asked me today where they should go on a date that serves good Guinness. I think it's a slightly strange kind of parameter to have for a first date. But I mean, my friends...
She loves Guinness.
So. She loves Guinness, and she's a little bit strange. I love you, Monique. So yes, she asked for good Guinness in North London. And I recommended the Old Shillelagh in Stoke Newington. Really cool, narrow Irish bar. They do good Guinness. They've got an outside area. The inside area is a bit crooked and cramped, but nice vibes. Low lit. Good for a few drinks. In a nice atmosphere. I think that's a decent first date spot.
Yeah, I think it's a decent first date spot. The only thing is, it can get so busy inside, it can get really loud. So if your date is softly spoken, or maybe, you know, you're not quite hearing each other.
Maybe not great.
That could get difficult. But I think other than that, it's a great option.
And it's right next to that pizza spot, Vicoli di Napoli Pizzeria. I like this pizzeria. It does very simple pizzas. It either does margarita with extra cheese, or marinara. So nothing fancy at all, just like I like my pizzas. You could have a quick in and out meal there and then go to the pub afterwards if you wanted. So that's my entry. What's your last tip for the listener, Louise?
All right. My last entry is, I'm just thinking of some pubs around Islington that have really nice like parks and streets around them. So you could go to the pub, have some drinks, maybe go for a wander. You could have a meal. I'm thinking of the Draper's Arms that has really good Sunday roast. Nice atmosphere, very relaxed, you know, cute pub vibes.
And great food.
Yep. And I'm cheating because I'm also going to tack on the Albion.
Okay.
Which is a pub that has a really nice beer garden.
Okay. Nice.
And so you can walk from one to the other.
And where are they?
They are in Islington. Both in the sort of streets of Islington. Yep.
In the streets of Islington.
In the streets, yeah.
Okay, fantastic. So there you go, tipplers. Those are a few options for dates for North and East Londoners. It's not exhaustive, but if you're trying to think of where to go next, maybe try some of those places out. Let us know how you get on and if you get lucky. Or find love. Either way, good luck. Okay, thank you very much, everybody, for listening.
Thank you.
Join us again next week when we are going to be talking about our Kent Winery Day. We're heading down to Kent and stopping off at a few wineries and tasting the wines there, enjoying the views, eating the food, and then heading back up to London. It'll be a full day trip. We're super excited for it, and we'll let you know how it goes and what we think. Speak to you then. Bye.